Let's bring in the guy. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. But because it's Friday the 13th, let's bring him in with some music in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who might scare the pants off you with this forecast, I present to you Pat Pagano, the Weather Buster. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah. Well, first things first, don't accept any apples today.
Why?
Because legend has it that when Eve accepted the forbidden fruit from Adam, it was on Friday the 13th, and that's how this whole thing started.
What about the rib, though?
I have no idea about that.
Hey, well, 37, 38 at my house this morning.
Yeah, I said some places would dip into the 30s, but you didn't see any frost, right?
No, thank God. No. I didn't want those two plants to die.
Right. I told you there was no need to start, you know, bringing those in yet. And today will just be a partly sunny day in the mid-60s. Tonight will be cloudy in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, I'm sticking with my guns for variable cloudiness. I'm not calling for any rain. Computer models still are. I say no. Mid-70s. You'll get some fog and drizzle Saturday night. And that's how Sunday will start, with fog and drizzle. But then that'll just burn off to hazy, warm, and humid weather about 80. There is a chance of showers Sunday night with a cool front. Behind it, sunny, brisk, low 60s Monday, and near 60 with sunshine Tuesday. Next week, from a meteorological standpoint, looks boring. So you know what that means.
Looks boring.
Yeah.
That means it's going to be nothing going on.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Next week will be a real good week for me to just sit back and relax and not have to worry about a thing.
Is it going to be a warm week?
It will start off cool and then just get a little milder. You know, I think by the end of the week we'll be back in the 70s.
All right.
So that's not bad, right?
No, that's not bad at all.
It's a good thing. Bring our listeners who were with us yesterday up to date on my sister's little dog. I was emailing back and forth with Dr. Jill yesterday, and she asked me a lot of questions, and of course a lot I was able to answer, but then I emailed her late yesterday. They found a blockage in her intestine.
When Jill came in, she said to me that she ate something, and here's what Jill said. There's probably a blockage, and maybe they'll find something on an x-ray. Was it something she ate, or was it another type of blockage?
Looks like it was something she ate.
Yeah.
The vet told my sister that it was oval, fuzzy, and the size of a peach pit. And this is a small little dog.
So how'd they get it out?
They did not have to. They thought they may have to like cut part of the intestine.
Yeah.
But they weren't. They were able to just make an incision in the intestine and scoop it out. So she's still at the vet. And from when my sister called me last night, a little after 9, and you know, they had someone there watching her, and She's in a little pain, but okay. So they had to do the surgery no matter what. They told her that they were very nervous yesterday before the surgery, and they were just praying that it wasn't the C word.
Yeah.
So they were kind of relieved when the ultrasound showed them where there was a blockage. And they had to, in spite of what my sister said, when they called her, because they said to my sister, well, you know, we're going to have to do surgery. My sister said, well, of course. They said, we already prepped her, because they felt that the longer they would wait, the more danger she would be in. So that's that. So hopefully, now, you know, there won't be any kind of an infection or anything like that. And my sister took off today, so she's going down to the vet. And she doesn't know when they'll release her. If not tonight, maybe tomorrow. But I guess there's going to have to be a lot of watching, because she has two other dogs, and they like to jump and play and all over that place. So they're going to have to be very, very careful with her until everything heals. I think they said the incision was like 4 or 5 inches long.
Wow, so Dr. Goodman was right then.
Dr. Jill was right.
Unbelievable.
It was right. Yep. You didn't know that she's opening up a new veterinarian hospital, did you?
No. I didn't. So I don't see the shingle out there yet.
All right. It's going up. Don't worry about it. But I'm sure she's listening this morning. And I thank her again for her care and concern. And that's it. I'm pretty much ready for the weekend.
This weekend? No rain this weekend at all, right?
Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Yep, Saturday night into Sunday morning. Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's my thinking. And doesn't matter to me because tomorrow I'll be inside up at the studio shooting. And then Sunday I'll close up the place. And that'll be it. And for the first time in about 1 month, you will see me on Monday.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Mondays with Pat. Mondays with Marin is gone. It's Mondays with Pat.
Yeah, it's back to Mondays with Pat. And unfortunately, while you're talking about that, the fire danger will be in critical levels across places like Los Angeles tomorrow.
Has the wind died down out there?
It has died down a little bit, but the conditions are still ripe, so to speak, for critical fires breaking out further south now. So they'll have to watch in L.A. and Santa Barbara and places like that.
All right. Yeah, it's amazing what the wind did out there when that thing whole started. And they say the Bay Area now, the smoke is so bad. It's really one of the worst health conditions they've had in a long, long time with people are wearing the masks and everything just because of the smoke.
That is just, it's one, you know, we stop with the hurricanes, we stop with the fires. It's just, it's like no let up this year.
No, it's almost like, what's it called when God's going to end the world? What is it?
Armageddon?
No, it's not Armageddon. Well, whatever. It's almost like that though, you know, the movie The End of the World. We've got earthquakes. We've got incredible hurricanes after hurricanes. We have these incredible wind-driven forest fires.
Right.
It's almost like it's the day of judgment.
Well,
next thing we need is a big giant meteor to come.
I think they said the space station said that there was a meteor that missed them by, like, I don't know, 20,000 miles, which is very, very close.
Dave Barger, apocalypse. It's the apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
That's what it is. It's the apocalypse. Right. You should have known that, Pat. You go to church. I don't go to church.
Right. I should have.
That's 1 point against you.
I said Armageddon, same thing.
It's close enough.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Pat. Well, hey, we'll speak to you on Monday.
Monday it is. Have a great weekend. Be safe, Marshall, and we'll convene again.
All right. You too, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Oh, goodness gracious. And once again, my Skype has frozen.